Welcome to NFP for Life with Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
You need to be able to educate yourself to understand what the Catholic Church teaches.
We need to understand our gifts and our abilities, and it's really about fertility awareness and responsible parenthood.
Dr. Ruppersberger is a board-certified OBGYN with an NFP-only practice in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. He and his wife, Betty, are both certified natural family planning instructors for the Family Life Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia.
God so wanted us to know the meaning and purpose of existence that he built it right into us.
A chaste lifestyle means joy and freedom.
If we promote it and promote it effectively, we will change the way people think about natural family planning.
It's a new journey in our faith.
And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to our program, NFP for Life. I'm Dr. Les Ruppersberger, and I'm here with my lovely wife.
Hi, I'm Betty Ruppersberger.
And as always, Betty will open our program with a prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our heart and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this nation was founded and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's especially appropriate in light of this past week's happenings up in Boston, and we'd like to remember all those families and people that were affected by that tragedy that occurred and keep them in our prayers and our thoughts as we move forward and go into the future and asking Mary to protect us and guide us. We're excited today about our program. We're going to talk about our conference tomorrow morning. The conference is the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network Conference. It has occurred annually every year, and this is our 11th year, thanks be to God, that God has graced us and called us and provided us with this opportunity to be able to spread the message of NFP. And that's exactly what the topic of tomorrow's conference is. It's about the message. What is the message? Why is it that we don't know the message? And how can we more effectively get that message out so that people know about NFP? That's what our program is about. That's what we've been talking about here for the last 13 years. And can you believe that we've been here for 13 years?
No, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And we thank Dale and Jane Meyer and Holy Spirit Radio and their entire foundation for welcoming us back month after month. We remind you, if you're listening, that we are live for the next hour, and you can call in. And we're going to ask you to call in because we'd like to hear what you have to say about a couple of topics that we're going to bring up in reference to the message. The call-in number is 215-345-1570, and we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you're out there, and we'd like to know what you think of the message. But to get back a little bit to the conference tomorrow, we have quite a few changes this year in our conference. Number one, we've moved to a new location. We're going to be at St. Helena's Parish in Bluebell out on DeKalb Pike in Montgomery County. We spent the last 10 years in Bucks County, first at St. Mary's and then at Our Lady of Good Counsel. And now we've been blessed with the opportunity and the gift to be able to move out to St. Helena's and tap into an entire different audience in a different area. The second big change is that we're going to a half-day format. even though we have these on Saturdays and we've had really great attendance the last 10 years, we've noticed that the attendance drops off as we get into the early afternoon and mid-afternoon. And so the board decided that we would try to go with a half-day format. So it starts with registration from 8 to 8:45 a.m. A continental breakfast will be provided by Parivati Catering, which are the people that handle the catering for that particular hall. And the opening remarks and prayer will be at 8:45, and our conference will start at 9 and end about 12:15. I think we have three great speakers tomorrow coming in to join us, three people that have never – actually, Teresa Notari has been with us. She was with us back in 2004, and she's joining us again. Teresa is the assistant director of natural family planning for the Diocese Development Program for the USCCB. She's traveling up from Washington, D.C., and she's going to speak about what should the message be to women. How can we effectively let women know that natural family planning is out there? And so that's our first question. We invite everyone who is a woman listening to this radio program to think about what it is about natural family planning that might be attractive to them that would make them listen or consider the message of natural family planning, and call us at 215-345-1570 and let us know what you think the message should be and how it can be effectively marketed to women, because obviously right now that's not happening very effectively.
I agree with that, and I think that I don't know exactly how that message can get out there, but it needs to be put out there. Most Catholics never hear the message. They don't know what the message is. They don't know what NFP is. And if they did, I'm sure they'd want to practice it in this culture. And they think it's Catholic birth control. They think it's Catholic men, priests in black suits telling them what they should be doing in their personal lives. They feel concerned about it. This is a positive message. This is a good message. It's a healthy, loving, caring message that we're not receiving, because most people don't understand why. Why does this church want us to practice natural family planning and not to practice contraception? They don't understand that message, and we need to help you understand it, because it's a beautiful message that our church has given us, and we need to promote it more and more and more.
And we would love you to collaborate with us and help us to understand what is it. I mean, one of the biggest things in marketing is to go out and find out what the consumer wants and then package it in such a way that it's attractive. And you see that in commercials. You see it in marketing, advertising, magazines, newspapers, billboards, television, radio commercials, advertising. Everyone is selling a product. What is the message that we need to get to women? And so Teresa Notari is going to help evolve and develop that message. Our second speaker tomorrow will be John Harden, who is the brand manager for Ascension Press. And whether some of you may know it or not, Ascension Press is now in charge of or coordinating the marriage prep programs for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And they have a marriage prep program called God's Plan for a Joy-Filled Marriage. So John is going to come and tell us just exactly what is the message that men need to hear. And if you're a male listening to our radio program, regardless of age, even if you've never heard about natural family planning before, you've heard us, if you've listened to the radio program, if you know what it is, how can we come to you with a package? What is it that we need to say to you? What is it that we need to do for males, for men, to be willing to receive this message, understand it, and encourage and support their wives to consider using natural family planning. So we're doing this from two different angles and from two different aspects, the male-to-male message, the female-to-female message, and then our third prong, because every good stool needs three legs, and the Trinity has three persons, and so we've created three dynamic, really good speakers for tomorrow. Our third prong is Mr. Francis Mayer, who is the personal assistant to Archbishop Charles Chaput. And Fran and his family came with Archbishop Chaput from Denver and came with a background of having been the editor of the National Catholic Register for 15 years and is a speaker and a writer and has 25 years experience and has used natural family planning in his own married life. And so Fran is going to deliver the message of his witness and testimony as to what natural family planning has meant to him as a married man and as part of his family and his marriage. And also he's going to say or deliver the message, what is it that we, the laity, need to hear from the church? What is the message from the church? We can do man to man. We can do woman to woman. But what is it that we should be hearing from the church as a laity? And where, what is that message and where should it be coming from? And I would invite any clergy or religious who are out there to call into our program at 215-345-1570 over the next 45 minutes and let us know what you think about whether those messages should be in homilies, should those messages be in other ministries like pre-Jordan and pre-Cana and RCIA, or should they be part of adult faith formation programs, or should they be taught in schools? Should they be part of some sort of religious sexuality education involving the sixth and the ninth commandment? And at what age should that program begin? Should it begin in seventh grade, eighth grade, high school, ninth grade, tenth grade? And what's the place in the relationship of theology of the body? Where does that come in? Where does that language fit in? And are we getting that out into the schools? Are we getting that language out into the public? Does anybody out there know about theology of the body? So we have three invitations for phone calls today. We have one to women to give us a call at 215-345-1570 and let us know what the message is that would be attractive and make sense that a woman would want to hear and be attracted to and give consideration to natural family planning. The second invitation is to our male audience, and what is it that a man would want to hear, or what is it, what words, what language, or what message would he want to hear? Is it about him, or is it more about his spouse, whom he cares about and whom he loves? And how would that message be delivered? And then the third invitation that you can give us a call at 215-345-1570 is to our priests and our deacons and our clergy and those who would have opportunity to be able to teach liturgically as part of the new evangelization. What is the message that you should be giving and how should that be giving and what would be the appropriate venue? And even if we only get one phone call from each of those three groups, we would be highly successful in accomplishing and achieving our goal. So we want one woman or more to give us a call, one man or more to give us a call, and one clergy or religious or deacon or more to give us a call and let us know what that message is. And then if you want to hear more about it, please come out to St. Helena's Parish tomorrow morning between 8 and 8:45. Have a lovely continental breakfast. You can register at the door for $15. You can't beat that deal. You can spend 3 hours with three experts and share information and get whatever it is that we need for the new evangelization to take back and let us know what it is that we need to know for marketing and for spreading this message.
I sometimes think that there's such apathy and people just don't care. They don't want to know. They may have to change their lifestyle or they're fearful or they don't trust. How could this possibly work? They really don't trust that. They don't trust that it could possibly work. And I can assure you that it does work. And that this is something that every woman should look into for, if no other reason, than for good health reasons. Your quality of life, your ability to understand your fertility, and not to consume contraception or hormones into your body that could be hurtful or harmful to your body and cause illnesses or whatever. But this is something that can build your trust, if nothing else, and build healthy families. It does, you don't have to be religious in order to practice NFP. You can be of any faith, of not even of faith, but to understand your fertility is a gift. And I was reading earlier from Evelyn Billings, where she traveled all over the world and was teaching the Billings ovulation method. And all the different organizations in India with Mother Teresa, and saying that the method can be used by all women throughout the world, regardless of the culture, the religion, or the status. Every fertile woman can be taught to recognize the signs and symptoms of their fertility, and a couple can then apply the rules to manage their fertility naturally, whether it's their desire to achieve or to avoid a pregnancy. It's the greatest attribute, and its simplicity. Blind women are even successful using and teaching this method. Now, the amazing thing is that everybody thinks on the lines of natural family planning. They should use this to postpone a pregnancy. When in our culture today, more and more women need this in order to achieve a pregnancy because our infertility rates are so high, they need to understand and learn about their fertility. And if they practice natural family planning, they're able to maximize their most fertile time in order to achieve a pregnancy, when in fact they don't really know when that is. And practicing NFP is a beautiful way to find that out. And it's a gift to yourself, to your family, to understand your fertility and when you're fertile, when you're not. Evelyn Billings also, when she traveled to Africa, in Africa there was a lot of propaganda about too many births, and she heard a lot of stories where people were trying to manage their fertility with customs of abstinence, which preserve the fidelity and a family structure, so that if you understand your fertility, it keeps your family closer together, and it gives you the ability to space your children, especially in Africa. Also, with the ravages of HIV and AIDS in African families, instead of orphaned children parented by an old grandmother, we see families that are living happily with both their mothers and fathers who were taught the Billings ovulation method. And then, again, the Billings ovulation method fits easily in every culture, even the worst social circumstances. So it's a beautiful method. It's one method that's out there. There's multiple methods. Give us a call. Let's talk about the methods, maybe. Maybe every method is not for the same for each person. Everybody has a different circumstance. There is a method for you. She talks about the Philippines and even in China. She talks about in China, a lot of women are using their number one method of contraception are the IUDs. And It's very difficult because women are having a lot of side effects. They're suffering from pain and bleeding and infection. And they were relieved to learn the Billings ovulation method, and the pregnancy rate fell to close to 1%, so that it was even effective way to understand your fertility, even in China, where the rules and the government are preaching one-child family. But women don't want to use contraception. They don't want to use an IUD. They don't want to use a hormonal contraception. They fear for their health, if nothing else. And Evelyn Billings, who was so helpful to the world in teaching the BOMA method, which is the mucus-only method, it was relayed to us this year that Dr. Evelyn Billings died in Melbourne, Australia, on February 16th, and she was 95 years old. She was a pediatrician. Her and her husband were both pediatricians, and he was in research with the rhythm method, but then they developed the BOMA method, which in 1960, the research team had established the procedure for identifying fertile days, and teaching centers began to be set up all around the world. Wouldn't that be glorious if we could have teaching centers in this area? It would be awesome. I would love to see that in my lifetime. Teaching centers on how to learn natural family planning. And if we had teaching centers, hopefully we would get a lot of people to come. It's very difficult for people to even want to engage in signing up for a class because they're all over the place. You know, they're not. One of their excuses could be it's not convenient, or I wish it was at my parish, I might go. So if somebody has a suggestion or would like to talk to us about natural family planning, about teaching centers, about learning about their fertility, give us a call at 215-345-1570.
As a physician, I have to admit, and unfortunately this is difficult to admit, but it's true, that one of the biggest reasons why women do not know about natural family planning is because many doctors do not trust it and they do not recommend it, because they've seen too many couples who are unable to successfully avoid pregnancy when they've wanted to. It doesn't matter that the couples weren't practicing it correctly or using it properly. It's easier to throw out the whole method than it is to get people to do it right. And a whole book could be written about the issues that are involved with these conversations that physicians and healthcare providers have with their patients. And of course, without the doctors being on board, it doesn't get incorporated into a public school sex ed curriculum, because it has to be medical and it has to be scientific in order for it to have validity. And so that's where most people, as younger people, find out about their other options for avoiding pregnancy, meaning contraception, condoms, IUDs, withdrawal, everything else that's from the sun to the moon involving sex ed curriculum programs that are now being taught in our schools throughout this country that are all about contraception and safer sex, but never is it mentioned natural family planning. And since teenagers are the ones that are being taught this, we generally only teach them how to avoid pregnancy because we don't want to teach them how to get pregnant. So NFP is never brought up and never mentioned because, as Betty said, you can use NFP to achieve a pregnancy just as easily as you can to postpone a pregnancy. So if younger people never encounter natural family planning, at least not well into their adult life, well, now they've already been practicing whatever they've been doing for 5, 10, 15 years, and they have regular birth control pill routines established, then they're probably not going to be open to getting information, new information for themselves. They're not going to go to an adult ed program. They're not going to go to a lecture or a talk. They're not going to come out to St. Helena's tomorrow morning and learn about NFP, because what do I need to go do that for? I already have an IUD. Or what do I need to go do that for? I'm on the pill and I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I'm planning my family. Why should I go check it out? So we're fighting a huge uphill battle where one of the largest opportunities for providing information through the healthcare sector to women, especially women in women's health care, and I'm an OBGYN, as many of you know, and I did contraception for 21 years, as many of you know, and now I've been doing natural family planning for the last 14 years, and it just is an impossible uphill task to be trying to introduce this to people that have been inculcated, grown up, and raised in a totally contraceptive culture where the only message they hear is the pill, the pill, the pill, the pill, and now IUDs are making a big comeback. And so because you doctors aren't on board, and if we have any doctors or healthcare providers or nurse practitioners out there, give us a call at 215-345-1570 and let us know why you do or you don't talk about natural family planning in your practice to your female patients.
I think culturally things have just gone crazy, though. When you can have a child in middle school or high school be taught about contraception in school, but they accuse you of moralizing if you say you cannot teach your children in a public school that they should wait till marriage.
Well, how about if I respond that if they're going to be teaching about contraception in their sex ed programs, why would I not accuse them of demoralizing our children?
Exactly.
And teaching them immoral behavior and about immoral and inappropriate activity that they should not be engaging in outside of wedlock. That's a violation of the commandments. Even if you don't want to go there, then let's talk about the STDs that are occurring in this country, where we have 19 million new cases of sexually transmitted diseases every year in the United States, and one in four of them are teenagers, and the majority of them are viral and incurable. Let's talk about that if you want to talk about something. You're talking about, oh my goodness, we had a flu epidemic this year, and over a million people were infected with the flu epidemic. We just heard about a bird flu epidemic in China where 26 people were infected and 7 died. We have 19 million new cases of STDs every year. 1 in 4, 25%, 1/4 of 19 million is close to 5 million teenagers are getting infected every year with our safer sex protocols that are being taught to these children who are maturing earlier and earlier with their puberty and their hormones. We won't get into all the reasons behind that. But so if I'm going to be challenged as being moralizing by connecting this to some sort of moral behavior, which it doesn't need to be, as Betty mentioned, you could be an atheist and still know about your fertility and still use natural family planning to plan your family. It does not have to be morally based. It just happens to be what God has given our human bodies and the Catholic Church to promote that as being the most acceptable and appropriate, the only acceptable and appropriate method of family planning, because it's consistent with God's plan for life and love, and it doesn't have any side effects, and it doesn't cost any money, and it's easy, and it's simple, and it's convenient, and can be used throughout your entire fertile life.
So I don't understand the concept of teaching children about contraception when we're not really teaching them the true gift of their fertility. And unfortunately, it's not working. It is just not working. The abortion rates are not going down. The STD rates are going up. We keep talking about protecting our teenagers, especially our girls, by teaching them about contraception. That's not protection. That's like a gun. I mean, it's scary. It frightens me that our children are being exposed to this instead of the true value of why we're here. Why are we here? Why did God make us? And to respect each other and to have decency and dignity for ourselves. And I think if our daughters and children, granddaughters, were taught this dignity of the person, we wouldn't be succumbing to this need for protection with contraception. So we need to really, you know, I wish I could challenge the public school system sometimes on this attack.
Well, we can. I got another invitation.
Oh, good.
We invited women to call in and tell us what the message for women to be. We invited men to call in and tell us what the message for men to be. We invited clergy and religious to call in and tell us what the message should be from the clergy to the laity. We invited doctors and healthcare providers to call in and tell us what they think about promoting natural family planning in their healthcare provision. Let's invite teachers to give us a call at 215-345-1570. Any of you out there listening to us on the airwaves at Holy Spirit Radio, give us a call and let us know what your thoughts are about whether or not it would be appropriate, along with all the other sex ed programs that are being promoted and taught in schools, if it would be appropriate to be including natural family planning as part of the curriculum in teaching boys and girls, young men and young women about their biology, about their anatomy, about their physiology, and about their endocrinology and their fertility. How it works, that they're only, that women are only fertile one day a month, that men are always fertile, when that fertile window is, how you could recognize when that window is, and that if you didn't engage in intimacy during that fertile window, you would not conceive. And it would cost you nothing. Now, I'm not advocating that it be used as a contraceptive, and you can use anything for an inappropriate purpose. But if you're going to provide information for the alternative under the assumption that they're going to be doing it anyhow, then why not give them the education and the background to teach them what God has built into their bodies that is natural, that has to do with their procreative abilities? So men, women, healthcare providers, teachers, religious and clergy. We're 30 minutes into the program. I don't see the phones ringing. It's 215-345-1570. Give us a call. In the meantime, Betty's going to talk about 15 reasons why we should be using natural family planning. 15 really good marketing reasons that are logical, that are practical, that are intelligent reasons. And if you don't agree with any of the reasons, give us a call and tell us why you don't agree with the reasons, and we'll discuss it.
Well, one of the reasons is couples who use NFP have a dramatically low divorce rate, 0.2%. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, there have been a lot of numbers that have been thrown out there. 0.2% is from this study that was actually done, that was printed up in this article, but they've listed maybe up as high as 2%, 4%, but it's certainly not anywhere near the mid to high 40s percent that we see in the general population of our divorce rate, where more than 38% of our children are growing up in single-parent households with either out mothers or without fathers.
They experience happier marriages. And number three, are happier and more satisfied in their everyday lives.
Now, why would that be?
I think because they trust each other and they build trust and love and they live with equal respect for the other. Isn't that amazing? I think the people that contracept, they are fearful. They're fearful of their partner. They don't trust their partner enough to truly love them. They have to protect themselves from the person that loves them.
They've also had sold to them a line of the language that you mentioned earlier, that I need to use a barrier, I need to be protected, I need to block, I need to suppress, I need to override, I need to deny, I need to not give, and this not giving of self is not true love. It's a false love that is fragmented and split, and it involves a conspiracy of silence, if you will, and a lack of communication, because you're not talking about family planning. It's relegated majoratively to the female. It's up to you, honey. You need to, you know, there is no male pill. If there were, I would take it. But since there isn't, it's up to you to go to the doctor and go get it. Or the girl's already on it because her mother took her to the doctor and had her put on it, or her girlfriend suggested, or she went somewhere and just did it on her own because she didn't want to end up pregnant and she wanted to be in this relationship, and I guess I have to compete with everybody else, so I'm going to be intimate even though I really don't want to be, and I got to protect myself. So it's all about protection, and it's not about trust, and so why would you be happy if you have to protect yourself against the person that you're making love to? I mean, seriously.
Well, persons that, couples who use NFP, boy, Les, you're really getting harsh there. Persons that, couples that use NFP, they actually have considerably more marital relations because they understand their fertility. They understand each other. They know that it's true love. They know if they're fertile or if they're not, if they're able to conceive or not. They know if they're in a good position to do that or not. And therefore, they have more marital relations. And number five, they share a deeper intimacy with a spouse than those who contracept. And I truly believe that because, you know, a lot of people, we do pre-cana at our parish, and we speak at other parishes at their pre-canas. And I don't think people in pre-cana realize that there's more than one kind of intimacy. They're all focused on the sexual intimacy. And you really need to have spice in your life. And it needs to be spiritual, intellectual.
The S is spiritual. The P is physical. The P. I is intellectual. The C is communicative. And the E is emotional. There are the five types of intimacy. And the acronym SPICE breaks that down. And that's one of the major aspects or facets of NAPRO technology and the Creighton model of natural family planning, where they talk about that spice, and we bring that up, and we introduce that. And we say that at the times when you either cannot be physically intimate, whether it's an illness or whether you've just had a baby or whether you just got out of the hospital or whatever the reason might be, you can share in the other four types of intimacy. You might be separated by traveling, by work, by any one of a number of reasons, or you may have decided for a very valid reason, we can't conceive right now, this would not be a good time for us to have a child, and you do have to have a serious and valid reason for that, then you can share the other four types of intimacy and still engage and promote and nurture your relationship and your intimacy as part of that relationship with those other four facets.
Well, number six, couples realize a deeper level of communication with their spouse. When you can discuss the fact that you either want to postpone or achieve a pregnancy or any other things in your marriage, this is huge. This is big. And you're both deciding this together. This is a beautiful gift that you give the other. There's no guessing games here. You understand your fertility. You understand if you're fertile or if you're not. If you're not conceiving, you work together to try to achieve a pregnancy. You also have to work together to postpone a pregnancy. It's not up to one person. So you get to communicate on a deeper level with your spouse. Usually couples that use NFP are more religious and attend mass or attend church more often. They incorporate prayer in their daily lives. Now, wouldn't that be beautiful? I'm very blessed because I have a husband that we can pray together. And we talk about this in pre-Cana. One of the greatest intimacies that you can have with the other is to be able to pray together. Because people are shy about that, especially if they're just entering into a marriage. They feel, you know, funny, or I don't really know how he feels about that or whatever. Being able to pray together in your marriage is a huge intimacy. People that practice NFP rely strongly on the teachings of the church and the Bible and Almighty God. But as an observer, as a Catholic, I don't see this strong message being taught in our Catholic Church. We need to bring it back. We need to help couples understand that this is a beautiful teaching of the church, and it is a teaching of the church, and it needs to be known by Catholics who want to practice their faith. People that have practiced NFP have strong traditional, social, and moral views. Now, isn't that wonderful? You have to have strong emotional and moral views. You know, as the culture would say, we're the crazy people here with our strong moral views. I'm proud of it, I say.
But the morality speaks to the fact that you have a faith and trust in God, and that you understand, you have a relationship with God. And if you have a true understanding of what marriage and matrimony is all about, it is a reflection, it is a mirror of the relationship that we will have with God in heaven. And so it's a little bit of heaven on earth. Now, I don't know how many couples would admit that their marriage is heaven on earth. I would. I think I've had heaven on earth with the 43 years that I've been married to my partner here in the booth. But I would say that because of this, and because you are planning your family, you have a tendency to be more traditional, where your children are all planned, they're all desired, they're all wanted, they're all discussed in advance, and God creates them, the couple co-creates with God, and they look at society and they look at their place in society. So they have very strong social and traditional and moral viewpoints, and they look at the world differently, and they're willing to have a faith and a trust in God and accept that. And that's not a bad thing. And considering all the things that you see going on now in our culture and in our society, especially with the tragedy that we opened the program with in Boston this past week, we know that we're surrounded by evil. And we know that evil exists. And if you didn't see the face of evil last week in Boston, then you're missing the boat. So we need to be able to understand that evil exists, and we need strong families, and we need couples that have strong morals and strong values and strong social viewpoints of the world, so that they can change and alter our culture and our society to become a culture of life rather than a culture of death.
And since couples who practice NFP have such good communication with one another, they preserve the family unit more responsibly than other groups. They're also less likely to ever have an abortion. They're less likely to ever have cohabited. And they are unlikely to both work full-time. In today's world, a lot of couples have to work, both couples have to work full-time. They understand the value of family life. And couples that practice NFP, they work around their work time to be with their children.
And Betty and I don't live with our heads buried in a hole in the ground. We have family members that had very successful careers, professional careers, that when they had children, they decided to put their career on hold to stay home with their children and raise their children. And then they go back into their careers at a later time. Betty had a similar experience where she was working when I was in medical school. When we had children, she decided to be a stay-at-home mom. When the children were older, she re-entered the workplace, built a career, and built a profession, and built an entire foundation of self-education and self-promotion for 20 years and was very successful at it before she decided to retire. So what is it that you say about women and culture?
Women can have it all. I truly believe that. But my philosophy is you can't have it all at the same time. It's too much of a juggle. It's too hard. Don't burden yourself, you know. Enjoy your children while you can. And, yes, you can have it all, but not all at the same time. It's overload sometimes, I think. And I, for myself personally, I couldn't overload myself. I was too concerned about my children, and I didn't want that extra burden. So when they got to be more capable to do things on their own, then that was my time to go back to work and be out in the world. Number 15, couples that practice NFP are unlikely to be supportive of and engage in sex outside of marriage. Well, I would hope so. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. So, users of NFP have better, stronger, more stable marriages. They have more marital relationship within their marriage. They lead happier, more satisfying lives. They provide their kids with the mother and father they deserve, and they don't kill babies, and there are absolutely no harmful side effects of natural family planning. So
maybe the message is use NFP, save your family, and save the world.
I like that.
And maybe we should get a billboard on 95, and if we had $4,000 a month and anybody would like to donate, call in and let us know. You can buy a month. We'll get a billboard on I-95 or Route 1, and we'll have Save Your Family, Save the World, Use Natural Family Planning. Maybe that's the message. Well, maybe that's the word that needs to get out there. We can leave out the church. We can leave out the moral aspects. We can leave out any spiritual aspects. This is totally green, totally natural, totally healthy, totally promoting of a good life, a happy life, a happy lifestyle, a better culture, better families, happier, healthier children who have their parents around and they're not disappearing, you know, here, there, and everywhere. And we're not criticizing anyone. Believe me, this is not, I mean, some of this is somewhat tongue-in-cheek, more out of frustration than it is anything else, at least on my part, because we're constantly trying to promote this message, and it's just not getting out there because, you know, no one's going to get rich over it. You know, it seems like the products that are doing the best are the products that people have out there you're going to get rich and make a lot of money of, and nobody's going to make any money from natural family planning. What you will make is you will make riches in your life here in this world, and you will have riches stored up for you in the next world. So you will become rich, but not just in the traditional sense. So our challenge seems to have gone somewhat weak today. We haven't gotten any phone calls. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 8 minutes left. I would again encourage you that if you want to hear more about this message from some professionals that are coming in to speak about this and the different aspects of it, you can register at the door tomorrow morning at St. Helena's Parish in Bluebell on DeKalb Pike. The registration starts at 8 a.m. and goes to 8:45. We have a very nice continental breakfast for you with some nice fruit and some cakes and some breakfast sandwiches and coffee and juice and water. We have a very nice, very beautiful venue. I've seen the room out at St. Helena's. It's really a very beautiful room. We have three great speakers coming in to share some of their thoughts with us. It's a half-day program. You'll be out of there by lunchtime. You can go on with the rest of your day. You'll be there with 50 other or more people that believe in natural family planning, share a natural family planning, teach or use natural family planning, support the network. And it's our annual conference and a perfect opportunity to bring everybody together, to share some time together and to share some ideas together. We promote this from the radio program, and we have an opportunity to be able to do that here. Certainly the USCCB promotes natural family planning. Certainly Archbishop Chaput, who came from the Diocese of Denver, where he mandated, yes, mandated that every couple getting married in the Diocese of Denver had to take a full natural family planning class. So if you wanted to get married as in the Catholic Church in the Diocese of Denver, you had to spend 3 hours taking an NFP class, which is not the end of the world, but certainly something that you definitely, you know, need to consider. So whether or not he'll bring that to Philadelphia remains to be seen. His plate's been very full over a period of time, and we just really, really appreciate the opportunity to be able to be bringing this message to you over Catholic Radio. And I want you to consider supporting Catholic Radio. They're having the Radiothon coming up the first week in May here at Holy Spirit Radio. So listen at 1570 a.m. or 1420 a.m. out in Coatesville, and call in. Let them know that you're here. Let them know that you're listening. We've been doing this for 13 years, almost 14 years now. We get a little bit saddened sometimes when we walk out of the booth and we haven't gotten a phone call in the 56 or 57 minutes that we're on. And sometimes we wonder whether or not people really listen. And even if you just called in and said, hey, you know, you're having a great program, or geez, that's a great topic, or I agree with you, or I disagree with you, or I like Catholic Radio, or whatever, at least we know that there's at least one person out there listening that you call in. Well, but with all joking aside, Betty and I love the opportunity of the invitation of being involved in the Natural Family Planning Ministry, and we constantly hope and pray to God that we can spread this message and put it out there for you to hear and understand and know what's going on. And
well, you know, we talk about we live in a contraceptive culture. I want to be in a natural family planning culture, and I know that there's Catholics out there that want that too. So we need to spread this message in whatever way we can. So through your parishes, it's up to the laity. It's up to the married couples to spread this. So, if you're interested in natural family planning, to be a teacher or instructor or to just give witness, or you want to help your children who are marrying to understand the culture of natural family planning, you know, check with us. Go to holyspiritradio.org. Leave us a message, because we're looking for you. We want you to speak out about this. It's a beautiful message. It's the message of our church, and it needs to be spread more and more. And I think our culture is starting to change. But we do have a phone call.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling NFP for Life.
Just want to call and say someone is listening.
Oh, praise be to God.
And you know, Les, I think you might have a new angle to maybe attract some new people to this. And I think it's that natural, organic thing. You know, I agree with NFP, and I agree with all the reasons. But, you know, these people in this world are always out selling the latest diet and eating healthy and no chemicals. But then they're using contraception.
Right.
So that could be a completely new avenue, maybe, to get some new interest. Why would you want to put chemicals in your body if you won't eat pesticides or steroids in your food?
Exactly.
Just an interesting thought. I just wanted to know you're not alone, that people are listening.
Well, we thank you so much for your call.
This is Jamie from Newtown, so we appreciate it, Jamie, for calling in. And I think I'm going to work on that angle continuously. And even if we get a foot in the door, we can promote the rest of the message later on down the road. But we got to get some interest going. And certainly with everything that's going on, organic and green, that's the way to go.
Yeah, so, and I think I might write to a few magazines and pose that question to them.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you so much.
Day.
Yeah,
okay,
thanks. And good. God bless and have a great weekend.
All right.
All right, take
okay,
care. Bye-bye. Thanks. So now I feel so much better, and I'll have a great weekend, and I'll sleep so much better tonight that we did get a phone call, and we appreciate that opportunity and that message. And I just want to, again, thank Dale and Jane Meyer and the whole Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit Foundation, for bringing Catholic radio to the airwaves through 1570 and 1420. And please support them at their radiothon at the beginning of May. And as we're getting ready to close our program, I just want to invite everybody again to come to our conference tomorrow and consider sharing some time with us and breaking some bread with us and praying with us. We always have a good time. We have a couple of vendors' tables that are set up. And Betty is now going to close with a prayer to Our Lady in thanksgiving for her intercession and her help going forward in the future.
And thank you all for listening today. In the name
in
of
the Father,
and of the Son,
and
of
the Holy Spirit,
Holy
amen.
Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and
blessed
is
the fruit of thy womb,
Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us
sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. And please remember that natural family planning does build healthier marriages, healthier families, and it will build a healthier culture. And Catholic Radio is bringing this message to you very proudly and very loudly through the Holy Spirit at this time as we approach Pentecost. So we appreciate your listening and have a great and blessed weekend and hope to see you at the conference tomorrow. God bless you all. Amen.